In Mark chapter 13, Jesus said, "But the day and the hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son of Man, but only the Father. Take heed and watch and pray, for you don't know when the time is. It's like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch, therefore, because you don't know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Lest come and suddenly he find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." Be watchful. Let me ask you the question. You guys know the question, right? Right? Come on. Every believer should know this question.
Are you ready?
No. If you knew that Jesus was coming back tonight, what would you do differently? Think about it. Think about it. Okay? If you knew Jesus Christ was coming back tonight, what would you do differently? Listen to what Charles Spurgeon said, because he was asked the same question. He said, if you knew Jesus was coming back tonight, what would you do differently? They were amazed at his response, and you're right. He said, nothing. Because he's already doing it. Paul said, look at verse 3. He said, "Not have I already obtained, or I'm already perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold for that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forget those things which are behind and reach forward to the things which are ahead. Press toward the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as mature, have this mind, and if any of you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. And nevertheless, to the degree that we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule and let us be of the same mind." So the question is, what will the new year be for you, for us as a church? What will you do differently? Will you be like Paul? Let it be a time to forget, to forgive, to press forward, and to focus on Christ. David said in Psalms 39:4, he said, "Lord, make me to know my end. And what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am?" David, he prayed. He said, "Lord, show me my own weakness and where I need to change. Do I want to go into the new year the same way I came out of this old year?" I'm always telling you guys, when you come in here, you should leave differently. You shouldn't leave the same way you came in. Well, how you are in this old year, you shouldn't go into the new year the same way. "Lord, remind me how short my life is and how frail I am. I really am. And help me to examine myself." Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your word. And Lord, thank you that, again, your mercies are new every morning. Thank you that you're not the same every day, every moment, second, minute, hour. You're different every time. And Lord, help us to be ready as we go into the new year. Whatever resolutions, whatever promises we've made that we are going to change, or what are the goals that are set, which are very important, we should, for the new year, that we will follow through. That we will seek to press on, to press forward, to forget those things which are behind and press forward to the things that are before us. And let us focus on Christ Jesus, our Maker, the one who justified us, who sanctified us. And so, Lord, we are grateful. And I pray for a special blessing upon everybody here, Lord, that you will bless your sons and your daughters, that you will just come alongside them, that you will be their rear guard, and that you will go before them. keep them all safe, Lord, and close to your heart as we go into the new year. We don't know what's to be expected, but we know that you have apprehended us, Lord. You have chosen us, and we're going to continue to be about your business. So thank you, Lord, and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Let's stand. Prayer this morning, maybe the Lord was speaking to you. I got our oil up here. I'll be glad to anoint you and I'll pray with you. Maybe you want prayer going into the new year. You're saying, hey, I want to press forward. I want to forgive, forget, and I want to hold on to Jesus Christ. If you need that prayer, come on down and I'm going to anoint you and pray over you guys. So come on down.
Everybody come on down.
Come on, I'm going to say one big prayer. So if you want to. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you that we can come to the altar. And Father, we can present ourselves to you as that living sacrifice, holy and acceptable for your reasonable service. And Father, I want to lay everybody before you, Father, right now, Lord. And I pray, Father, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would open the floodgate of heaven and that you would pour your Spirit down like a tongue of fire and that you would rest on the head of each and every person here, Lord. And Father, that you will speak to them, Lord, that you will meet them right where they're at, that you would cleanse them, Lord, that you would heal them, whatever they're going through, Father. They're up here to lay whatever they have gone through this year, whatever they're holding on, to lay it down at the altar, Father. And I pray you take the coal from the altar and that you touch their lips and that you cleanse them. And Father, as they go into the new year, Lord, that you would bless them more and beyond what they could ever imagine and think, that you would bring them into this perfect relationship, this oneness, this sweet koinonia. Father, just use them for the furtherance of the gospel. That's what it's about. It's not about building this church. It's about building the body of Christ. So give them divine appointments to share with others. Heal their lives. Heal them spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, Father, even financially. Whatever they're going through, Father, they're here to say, I want to go into the new year in Christ. Like Paul said, they want to press towards the mark. And so bless them, Lord. Bless them and speak to them and do a mighty work and more powerful, more mighty than if you would have told them, they wouldn't believe. That's how big and mighty it would be. More and beyond what they could ever imagine and think. And so we pray for our husbands. We pray for our wives. We pray for our sons and daughters. We pray for our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We pray for our loved ones, Lord, that you will reach out to those who aren't saved, save them. Those who are fallen away, bring them back, the prodigals, bring them back, Lord. Let the year of our Lord happen in the next few days, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we give you all the glory and all the honor. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Woo! Praise God.
Sing with me one more time.
Our praise is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, the Holy Spirit.